The State Department of Ed says up to 22,000 students could be impacted by problems on a 10th grade math question. The department says likely only a small percent of students are impacted by other scoring issues. Superintendent of Public Instruction Jennifer McCormick says the state plans to ask Pearson, the test vendor, to pay for its trouble.
Obviously, there will be damages that we'll have to seek, but we don't really know what that looks like until we know exactly what those damages are.
The state moves to a new test, iLearn, with a new vendor this year. But 10th graders will continue taking iStep for end-of-course exams until 2020. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.